Do we have it? You have 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Hi, so tell me what made you decide to do this project? It's amazing.
I mean, I got cast, I got scouted for this project, and yeah, when I got the call, I was just like, is this real? Like, oh my God. And then when they told me about, kind of what was the outline of what we were going to be doing, I was like, this is perfect for me. Like, sign me up. And fortunately, I got selected and got the opportunity to do the competition. And yeah, it was amazing. It was perfect for me. So using the upcycled pieces and the found items, that was just right in my wheelhouse. And so it just felt like a perfect fit.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about being on the show?
Not knowing what the project was going to be, not knowing what the mystery box had inside it. Literally, we were given the stuff as we were told to start the time. The clock started, and that was it. So that was the biggest challenge. I think also, usually within my creative process, like I do it by myself, like not with like loads of people around, not with cameras in my face, not like on the spot being watched. And so that was a huge challenge, like having to get out of my own head and not be distracted was really difficult, but I figured it out.
Yeah, and how did you get used to working with other people and cameras? Like you said, it's a very big challenge. I know I would never be able to do it. So how did you manage to do it?
I just had to have words with myself. I sat there and meditated kind of like internally for a little bit and just kind of was like, you got to do this, you got to do this. For the first hour, I think, of the challenge, I was just spinning in my head. I was thinking of ideas. I was sketching some stuff down in my sketchbook and nothing was working. And so I just decided to get all the items and start playing with them. And then once I did that, I kind of got out of my own head and I was able to go back and sketch a design that I felt like was strong. And then I just started making.
And what inspires you as a designer? I mean, you have such incredible stuff. So what inspires you?
Okay, so my inspiration comes from my English heritage, which is a lot of suiting and like preppy style. And then I live in Los Angeles. I've lived here 11 years. So another point of design that I reference is like the lifestyle here. So a lot of streetwear nods. And then I'm also really, really inspired by Japanese techniques and fabrications and silhouettes. So those three kind of pillars are what I combine in my design aesthetic.
Nice. Well, you are incredible at what you do. And tell me a little bit more about the show and working with everybody. Who did you become closest with, or was there someone else you wish you got to know better?
The other contestants were the ones that I got really close with. I mean, we were in a really intense situation together for, a few days. And so we really bonded, which was amazing. I think, when you watch other competition shows, you see there's a lot of drama between people and you think, oh my goodness, that feels really toxic. But this experience was completely the opposite. Like it was like we knew each other for forever after going through that together. And I felt so supported by them. And everybody was such a good sport, nobody was like talking bad about each other. Everybody was so loving and supportive. Like, it was such an amazing experience for me. Even the production team, the judges, even if they gave bad feedback, they were still very kind about it and very positive. So overall, like everyone on the team, all the contestants, it was amazing.
And did you get inspired by any of the other contestants in terms of your own designs? Like, did you get more ideas from some of your other designs that you might be doing in the future?
From what I created, definitely,
Yeah.
it definitely I'm definitely inspired to do more of that kind of style of with the suiting and stuff like that. I've definitely made a lot more like suit suit inspired designs after I did the show. So definitely, yeah, I'm very inspired.
Nice. So what's next for you?
What's next? I don't know. Take over the world, the fashion world. I don't know. I would love to collaborate with Tommy Dorfman. I would love to collaborate with Law Roach, and I would love to collaborate with Julia Fox more in the future. I'm hoping that this is just the beginning of our beautiful fashion relationship. I would also love to, yeah, just get more visibility in the market and open more doors and get more press opportunities and make money on my brand, I think, you know, make it sustainable so I can actually grow it, basically.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about working with Julia. What was that like? Because she's pretty amazing.
Oh my God, I don't even know where to start. She is just a force of nature. She is so like unapologetically herself, which I really, really respect and admire. But at the same time, you know, I think she's very blunt and direct, but also so kind and soft and warm at the same time, which is such an amazing combination because you really respect her, but at the same time, you don't feel like threatened, you know? You feel like, oh, okay, she's a real person and she's nice, you know? So I was very surprised, and also she looked amazing. She just slayed so hard in all her looks. They all did, all the judges. I was, yeah, it was amazing experience.
Wonderful. And if there's one designer you could work with in the future, who would it be and why, other than the people that you work with?
Oh my goodness, another designer? That's a really hard question. I mean, I unfortunately the two designers that I love passed away. So Alexander McQueen and Vivienne Westwood are like my icons. But I don't know. That's a really hard question. I think I would like celebrities I would like to work with. I would definitely love to work with FK Twigs. She's been on my list, and also Hunter Schafer from Euphoria. She's amazing. If I was going to work with other celebrities, those two would definitely be it.
Wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you, Sammy.
Likewise, talk soon.